Blog Talk Radio.
Holy are you, holy are you, there is no God
you.
But you,
uh-huh.
There is no God but you.
I need to talk to y'all for a minute.
Praise be the Lord.
Be serious for a minute.
Holy are you.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this style to the roots, I'm Genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics. The first language, now add that and add graphic. Go ahead, it gon' let the block know it's the gospel. Life's new manual, so watch close. The new Michelangelo or Pablo Picasso. Prepare to show you the cosmos and vibe flow. Even my lyrical metaphysical, what this will do is help you get to your spiritual pinnacle. You find your mind too far-fetched for it to fathom. I bring the darkness to the light, split the atom. It's like watching a Big Bang Theory emerge. I take titles, spawn them to a billion worlds. They want a clear view. When the father's in the darkest corners of the universe, to a corner near you. A barrel and ghetto apparel, stay blamed up, for not display. A modern day King Tut, rap tight, rap like I've been preserved in time. Spit the holy water to touch it, to turn it to wine. It's the dog. So we fell from paradise to holy hell. Probably descendants of the Holy Grail. Another part of history they won't reveal. Time to only tell. You waiting for judgment. It came in the form of a dove in the game to create its own position. It's blood in my vein. The chemical is identical. We one of the same. With seven letters and all three of my government names. Walk on water. Nah, neighbor to Jesus. It's a parable to make followers and readers believers. From Egypt to Budapest. Rock him as the two is left. Understand the scriptures like the minister Lewis F. I told you who God is. You ignore me like most of the prophets. Jesus, Solomon, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad. I show the scholars would fulfill the broken promise. I speak the truth to predict the future like no Thomas. Like revelations, I'm hoping my quotes reveal the seven spirits of God when I open the seal. Interpret the holy Quran. These flows of God translate to raw and decode the Bible. Warn the elders in the mosque, made songs and the laws. The seven churches, synagogues, it's the Renaissance. In the bronze, like the Messiah, rocking my laws. About to reveal a bigger secret in time, men of God.
Holy are you.
Halloween, Friday the 13th, you are just an earthling, mere mortal
create them, eradicate them, obliterate them, annihilate them, decapitate them, incinerate them. Cause there's corruption in everything that you participation. We are the guards, don't stop living. We are the guards, don't stop building. We are the guards, don't stop living. We are the guards, we are the guards. I'm debating with my sensations. I have no explanations for creating this stupid statement by soul captivation. The New Testament couldn't predict I would demolish Smith's galaxies crumble. I'm putting guards in their retirement. Until you see infinity, you'll never get the best of me. Do you get the picture? Do I have to write more literature? Captivating immortals through subliminal portholes. And for those who oppose, on your fate I have no control. My body and soul, elements sucked in the black hole. Your reincarnation takes you to the same situation. The devastation, the rate of decapitating limitations. Godly affiliation, manifest destination. Ready to take it to war, to the face of the station. I terminate him, eradicate him, obliterate him. Annihilate him, decapitate him, incinerate him. Cause there's corruption in everything that you participation. We are the guards, don't stop living. We are the guards, don't stop building. We are the guards, don't stop living. We are the guards, we are the guards.
Back again with Dr. Alina O'Day.
That you got a system that has theft under its feet, that has rape under its feet, that's turning a whole fucking globe up and down, then you got a problem.
Move.
If any time that you will allow a man
move
to sit there and lie to you and bevel
move
from you because he's all dressed up in all festivals,
move,
you're making a big mistake.
Move.
Begin ready to bring on our co-host. Let me go to the phone lines. Grand Sheik Gal, are you here?
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Are you?
Still there, God?
How you doing? I said, how you doing tonight? Can you hear me?
Just to keep breaking up. Yeah, I can hear you. I'm doing well, God.
All right, we're going to try to get this clear as possible here.
Okay.
Get ready to bring going. Brother Olabala, are you here?
Peace, I'm here.
How you doing, God?
Oh, I'm great.
All right, peace God. Right.
Peace, God. How you doing? All right, glad to
doing
be
well,
here.
Brother. Doing well, Olabala.
Okay. I love being around the family, you know?
Yes, brother.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, we're going to be going into some indigenous affairs. In particular, Ouachita, what does Ouachita mean today? And having a better understanding of Ouachita. Let me go to an article in which that was written some years ago by Terry Taylor. He stated that, who are the Ouachita today? He states that they are the indigenous people virtually all over the world who have come to the conclusion that being natural to this earth is more healthy than being corporate contract slaves.
No doubt.
Ideally, they do not aspire to use trick words or force to get their way. Their way is led by the spirit of goodwill. They live to serve one another in that spirit. They live to be free of the ignorance, fear, anger, greed, and lust, standards of moderate life. They are learning to view the events of daily life as lessons about themselves their past, their thoughts, their speech, their actions, and their worldly reactions. They are learning to watch and witness these lessons. All right? The Watchers Taught today are progressive people actively learning about themselves and improving their character. And that is what Watchers Taught is, because when we break down, as we have stated before, that Watchers Taught is derived from the ancient Egyptian word, Kemetic Tamarian word, Uesheta, in which that is the top portion of the caduceus, which is the wings and the sundens. That symbolizes that you have reached the highest epitome of spirituality, that you have reached your crown chakra. The disc symbolizes the golden disc, in which that revolves around the head of a saint, of a holy man. Correct? The wing symbolizes the activation of the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. You know, in other words, the totality usage or equal usage of the brain. You know, in other words, the logical equaling the creativity, balancing it out. In other words, Mayat. Those wings also are the wings of Mayat, in which that symbolizes strength and balance or order. All right? In which, of course, you know, under the Washington, have principles, in which there are the same principles as within the more science of America, in which that is under love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, in which that are the laws of Mayat. So therefore, it's not by force, it's by you striving toward yourself of your wrongdoing. Someone shouldn't have to be there to have to chastise you like a mother or father, or as if you are a child, in order to make you see that you have done something wrong. You should be able to feel it within yourself that you could have done a better deed or a better action or behave differently. That is what we're striving towards, is perfection, not just spiritually, but also physically. So these two must match, and that's how we get Washitor. And once again, even within various books such as Muatha Ashby's Egyptian Yoga, Volume 1 and Volume 2, he speaks about that sun disc with the wing. That same image is found within the Bible in Malachi, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. Malachi, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. It says, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. There it is, the Son of Righteousness, hence, once again, Mayat, righteousness, will rise with healing in its wings. So the wing symbolizes also healing, because it symbolizes that balancing of and the bringing of unity that represents that Samatawi, that old time gospel, that Morris science, that religion, or trying to connect or to tie back to your higher, back to the higher self. That is the divinity line, and that the Moorish Holy Quran speaks about, you know, in which that is the bind or the tie between the lower and higher self, and the lower self must merge into the higher self, so there is only one self, no longer duality within us, and that's what that symbol symbolizes. So for those who are striving on that path, you are Washitor. You know, Washitor just is not just a just a tribe. You know, it was based on the high priest, based on what E.A. Wallace Budge spoke about within the Egyptian hieroglyphic book, in which that he wrote, in which that stated that Moors, spelled M-A-U-R-S, that the Moors were high priests of Anu. All right? Anu is on, or another form of Ra, or Re. We understand this. Anu is also the name of the hierarchy, or the deity within the Sumerian text, the Akkadian text, the Assyrian text. So Ra was the same deity throughout the world. The Jews to this day still refer to God as El Roy, or El Ra. presenting. So we know that Allah is her rock, in which that is that symbol of that sun disk, which also symbolizes the expansion of the wind, in which that takes us right back to Usheta, which is the word Washita. So we have to realize this. So he goes on to say, what is the Washita today? The Washita Divectamunya is an empire. The Washita Divectamunya proper is the seat of the imperial government. Mm-hmm. The Washita Nation, a nation of indigenous people. The Washita is the land of the ancient ones. The Washita today is a place where indigenous people can come to be their best. Today, the Washita is an empire, a nation, a developing transition, government, indigenous people, and legacy of original people, and a land of opportunity for personal and spiritual growth. Where is the Washita today? The Washita Divectamunya Empire is unbound. The ancient ones, the mound builders, lived all over the earth. And that is obvious because there's pyramids all over the earth. There's mounds all over the earth. The Washita Divectamunya proper is the lower Mississippi Valley today. The Washita Nation Transitional Government operates in Washita Divectamunya proper. That's where it was. In which that stems out from out of Monroe, Louisiana. Of course, we know that the Empress is in a nursing home currently, and that her son, Joe Frederick Washington, is the royal regent and is doing his damnedest in order to keep this thing together and keep this thing moving, and we appreciate him for doing so. Washita Indigenous people who have officially declared their nationality or a direct bloodline lineage could be anywhere on earth. When will the Washita be recognized? This is another question. The Washita Nation is recognized by the United Nations and given the Indigenous People Project number 215/93, meaning the seat is of the Economic and Social Council, which is 215. At the United Nations, and that was done in 1993. The Empress of the Washita Divectamunya has been addressed in writing as the Empress of the Washita, and the Washita Nation addressed in writing as the Washita Nation, each by the United Nations, the corporate United States of America, and the corporate state of Louisiana. However, the magnitude of the change which are bound to occur as a result Washita Divectamunya Empire and the Washita Nation and the Empress of the Washita being recognized, no corporate entity has been eager to relinquish their control over the land, resources, and the people they currently dominate. Mm-hmm. Why? Number one, domination and the concept of ownership comes from the idea of scarcity. That's at least what they allege, that they need resources, so therefore they implement eminent domain. But that is all a ploy. They're just greedy because they work off their lower nature, so hence they are physical devils. The ancient ones believe everything comes from, belongs to, and returns to the Creator. No individual being owns anything. They are merely having the opportunity to use the world. They roam about in their flesh temples while evolving in spirit. Moderate times have nearly eliminated the value, belief, and the attitude of the ancient ones. When the European colonialists traveled the globe preaching salvation to the native people, they could not sleep without guns and fortification to protect them from nature and native people. Mm-hmm. They took their fears and sense of scarcity with them everywhere they went. See, because Europeans evolved in Europe in that sense out of scarcity. They were not in warm climates, so therefore they did not have access to the mangoes, the papayas, the coconuts, the bananas, the everything else. in which that just grew abundantly in a warm climate, a tropical climate. In a cold, harsh climate, you know, they have come with the belief and it has come embedded inside of their genealogy. In other words, it is in their genes, that belief system, which has been passed down now for nearly 6,000 years. All right? This is why this belief system is what actually, based on metaphysics and based on the metaphysical causes of illnesses, diseases, ailments, sicknesses, you can see that based on African origin of biological psychiatry by Dr. Richard King, he states that 60 to 80% of Europeans have calcified pioneer glands, 20 to 35 Asians, 5 to 15% Africans. So that mentality is what causes an individual to become calcified. In other words, their pioneer gland specifically, because of the belief system of scarcity, of that they don't have or they cannot have. So therefore, they have to take from others.
Mm-hmm.
There's a metaphysical correlation between the two. So here we go on. And it says, they took their fears and sickness. Scarcity with them everywhere they went. Fortunately, the Washington Nation has established a foundation whereby the idea of scarcity will be eliminated. No one fears they will be without shelter, food, or unity of community. Such freedoms coincide with the natural law of indigenous people. How is the Washington today? The Washington is scuffling with the ignorance, fear, anger, greed, and lust of modern life, just as the individuals must do to overcome centuries and lifetimes of confusion. Such authorities who ignore, deny, and violate the sovereign rights of the Washington people, nation, and empire are in violation of international, national, and natural law. The Creator is just. Violations will be answered, lessons learned, and humility applauded. All right. What's your take on that particular article?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research on my great-great-grandmother, and I found out that she's a Choctaw, tribal nation.
Hell, yo, we just got it today. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Get ready to hang that up.
What did you think about it?
It's apparent.
Huh?
It's apparent. There's nothing in which that can be said. that's lineage.
I hear you, brother.
That really do their research here in the Americas, you know, and not just in Africa, but also we are global people, as the article stated.
No,
we're around the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just talking to a brother today. It was actually, and, you know, we study history not from a global perspective, so we miss different pieces to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And we had great scholars who covered you know, like Ivan Van Sertum, and even you touched on Dr. Clark, even mentioned about the Moors in the book about Columbus. So, you know, this information has been covered, but, you know, people don't study from a global perspective, so they miss the point, you know, and really cheats them. Especially if you study the rights of the indigenous people, which people are complaining that they don't have, they will realize that they have it, but they must claim their nationality. And it's so simple, you know?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. I'm glad I have declared my nationality, proclaimed my nationality and birthright. I think that goes a long way in who I am and where I belong, you know, in this on this planet, and where I belong everywhere on this planet. So there's not a country or a land that I don't belong, that I'm not natural to, more, meaning natural to the land. So that means I'm natural to the whole planet. You know, so.
Exactly. And see, that's what is actually being conveyed too when we do our research. You know, like if you do the research on the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, on which that was passed here within the United States by Barack Obama, December 16, 2010, he signed into the agreement with the United Nations on the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Affairs. And that was something which that is monumental, because what people don't realize is that we was fighting as Washita, as Moors, from that perspective, collectively, since the 90s. And the Empress was doing it, you know, over a 40-year research prior to that, as far as also showing forth the lineage of the Washita, or Washington and the Trinacot, which is the Turner family, in which that shows those connective pieces in history and the monumental Supreme Court cases of the heirs of Henry Turner versus the United States and Henry Turner versus the United States, as well as also King versus the United States. These are monumental cases because Judge Taney, in which that ruled in one of those particular cases, was the same judge who ruled in the Dred Scott case decision, in which that stated that there's nothing in which that a Negro has, in which that a white man is bound to respect, and said that we are not U.S. citizens, nor will we ever be. Now, I don't have a problem with that per se, because I see that there has been a trick in which that has been played with the terminology, wordplay, terminology, whatever you want to refer to it as, in which that shows for that we actually are not U.S. citizens. I remember my wife called, I was with her, and my wife called down to the passport agency in Louisiana, and my wife told her, "Ma'am, you know that we're not U.S. citizens." And the lady said, "Yes, ma'am, I know that. However, you want this passport, don't you?"
Wow.
Now that is about as clear as it gets. That's
exactly.
Because what they consider U.S. citizenship is actually just a 40-mile radius of Washington, D.C. Hence, that means that we've all been federalized if we take that title, not just the Indians, the Native Americans, but the Moors also, all of us, if you take that title. Now, are we Americans? Yes, based on the definition of America, based on the 1936-1937 definition of Webster Universal Dictionary, where it states that Americans are the native, copper colored native, the aboriginals. That's what it says, the aboriginal, copper colored natives found here, and here meaning in America, the Americans, prior to the settlement of their territory by the Europeans, basically. So, and then it says that the original sense of the word is the word Meru, as we read before. And the word Meru, M-E-R-U, is America, or Amaruka, you know, in which that is where that stems from. It has the same roots, but the word Meru and the word Moor are one and the same, because in the ancient Kemetic teachings or lessons, which is hieroglyphics or Mekemeta, there are no vowels. So whether it's M-O-O-R, whether it's M-U-U-R, whether it's M-E-R-U, there are no vowels. It's just M-R. When you go and look at the hieroglyphics of M-R, it is an owl and a mouth, which is the mouth of Ra. All right? In other words, it's a symbol of Ra. So an owl and Ra. Why is an owl used? An owl is used because it symbolizes being able to turn your head in 360 rotation. not your physical head like an owl can do, but your third eye, being that it's able to see past, present, and future. All right? It's able to see past, present, and future. That's what the pineal gland is able to do, because that's what the soul, the real you, is embedded at, your higher portion of self, your God, the Lord. Is located in that particular area of your brain. And when you contact that higher self, you are able to see in all directions, past, present, and future. So therefore, owl was used to document that. Right? And it's also an owl say, ooh, ooh. When you study your lessons, you will find out that the word fool is Yahuwah, which is actually another title for Tahuti, or Tahuti, which symbolizes wisdom. What does the owl represent? The owl represents what? Wisdom. Why? Back in the day, you would get the Lay's potato chips, I think it was. It was called Wise Potato Chips, but I think it was manufactured by Lay's. It was Wise Potato Chips, and on the potato chip was an eye and a what? An owl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, now many people may not remember that because they didn't grow up north, but I grew up north. I grew up in New York and Brooklyn, Harlem. Let me ask you this, Brother Olabala, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's also on the Federal Reserve note. If you pay attention to it, it's an owl head on it as well.
Exactly. Yeah. It's in the upper right-hand corner, right above the one on the left-hand side. There's an owl right there. So they used our symbols in order to give us key points. And that's why they made it so miniature, why they made it so small. So that you would have to use a magnifying glass or something in order to see. But that owl symbolizes one who is able to tap into all arenas, all realms, all density levels, all dimensions. All right? That's what that is symbolic to. So that's why when you look at MR, regardless of the vowels that you put there, it actually means wise one. And also in the book Ptahotep, the oldest book in the world, it was translated by A.C.G. Hillier, who may remember, but he did a hell of a job.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, he shows that MR is the word that has been translated to mean guardian. Guardian. So the Moors were not just the high priests of Anu, they was also the guardians. Guardians of what? They were the guardians of the ancient Egyptian mystery school system.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the Moors were able to resurrect Europe, was by giving them a percentage, 3 degrees, as a matter of fact, based on what Dr. York told us back in the day. Out of a 9-degree system, it was given a 3-degree system in which that they was able to elevate themselves from out of darkness, hence the Dark Ages, all right, into the Age of Enlightenment, which becomes known as the Renaissance movement. So, this is some of the information here. Anyone want to build on anything that we talked about, or have anything that y'all want to go into?
Yeah, well, that what you just covered is written in Stolen Legacy by
George DMJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, on page 39, I think 39 and 40, he mentioned this, you know. So I was trying to explain that to the brother as well.
Right, he made mention of the fact that the Moors are the guardian of the ancient Egyptian mystery school, exactly. So that is verification. That is verification. Now, I gave your books, scholarship, George G. James. That's what we just did. He gave you H.G. Hillier. These are both PhDs. Alayhi Salaam, they're passed on. However, as a matter of fact, H.G. Hillier, let me say this. H.G. Hillier's body, he died in Egypt doing his research and study, and he died there, but his body was brought back by President Obama.
Wow.
That's what people don't know. His body was brought back here to the States by President Obama. All right? So, yes, you know, we're talking about the Boule, but I think a lot of this information is now coming out from the so-called Masonic or Boule orders, China orders, you know, connected with these white groups. You know, these so-called, you know, elitist groups. And this information has been trickling down to us at the grassroots level. You know, we know that I was in the Afrocentristic, you know, movement for black power, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. We didn't start getting this type of information until almost the mid-90s. You know, started getting real deep and had it, you know, and had us to examine much more than just what the Afrocentristic, you know, lectures were saying. Even though, like we stated, as Brother Olabala pointed out, even in their books, they gave you clues. They just never taught whole lessons on the documentation. But I remember John Henry Clark, he did a video, and I think this video might still be on YouTube. But he was talking about that we're not Negroes, blacks, or colored. And he said that we don't have that right now, currently, we don't have a nationality. And that's what we need to be getting is a nationality.
Exactly.
John Henry Clark saying.
Yeah.
Now, what people don't realize is that John Henry Clark used to do his research along with Jay Rogers and them with the Moore Scientific of America.
Yeah, right. We say we need land. We said we need the land, and different things like that. I mean, he was putting the keys, you know, the pieces together. He knew what we needed, and he also mentioned that a lot of the terms that we refer to ourselves is not dealing with nationality. He pointed out. I know
exactly.
Just what video you're talking about too.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is a important segment because all of these Afrocentric scholars that they've been labeled actually were giving us keys into move into this Moorish paradigm. Another one is Dr. Khalid Muhammad. When he was part of the New Black Panther Party chairman, in some of the last tapes he made, he specifically stated that I'm a Moor. This is not the So if that was not so, I would not have told you.
Any city was Asiatic.
Right. Now, what people don't realize is that earlier on, before he came on as Dr. Khalid Muhammad, he was known as Dr. Rashid or Rashad. And if you go back and study his earliest tapes, you will hear him talk about the war. I have one of the tapes, which that I received from Brother Big Man, in which that goes back, I think it's back in the early 80s, late 70s, and he's talking about the Moors. He did a whole tape on the Moors.
Wow.
Historically and everything. This is Dr. Khalid before he became known as Dr. Khalid. So this is another thing in which that people have been hiding as far as, you know, not wanting our people to move progressively into consciousness and into a real nationality. All right? Now, let's go over some additions to field information. We want to go over some of these articles from the United Nations because it's very important, like Article 2. Indigenous peoples and individuals are free and equal to all other people and individuals and have the right to be free from any kind of discrimination in the exercise of their rights. in particularly that based on their indigenous origin or identity. So in particular, that based on their indigenous origin or identity. So when they say y'all need to go back to Africa, what is that? That is discrimination. Because you're trying to say that I'm just from Africa. When I'm telling you that based on my lineage and based on my historical studies, I'm from here. Now, another good book in which that people miss this point is in The Miseducation of a Negro by Carter G. Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
Another PhD. Another PhD. Another, once again, these so-called Boule numbers, even though Steve Coker got all the Boule numbers, the information was still coming through in these little fragmented sections from the Boule numbers, because they knew, because they were the advisors to the king. They were the advisors to the Rockefeller.
Right.
To the Rothschilds, these so-called particular 13 Illuminati families. Of course, anyone who want to go and get Brother Steve Coker, Salah Salam, upon him, you can definitely go and study his works, his information. Some of the information is on YouTube. I said get in contact with his daughter and continue to support the family. But in The Miseducation of a Negro, he states that many of us, because we haven't even been to Africa, are not even African. He said, because many of us not only have not gone to Africa, excuse me, he said, but we've been born and actually have our heritage right here in the Americas.
That's right.
That sounds like the King Albert plan.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Now, this is right in the Miseducation of the Negro.
Wow, man.
Right? Matter of fact, if I had time, I would actually get the book and open it to the page and read it verbatim. But right now, you get the paraphrase. I'll let you go and do your research. That way, you can come back and tell me what page is on, for the audience. But that takes us to the next point of the King Alfred Plan, or Rex 84, where it simply states that we so-called minorities, i.e. blacks and brown people, are bound to this continent by heritage, and that we would be a formidable opponent or enemy because we would not be able to seek asylum in other countries. Because our land, in other words, these other countries might not take us in. Because they all know that we are from here. This is the reason why there's a beef between Africans and African Americans, as they say. Why Africans don't like African Americans? Well, that's because African Americans don't have a clue about who the hell they are.
Exactly.
Yes, we come from Africa. There's no doubt about that. Or humans, or being from the African people. Not necessarily just the landmass, but from the African people. In other words, as we broke down before, the word Afra-ka, which is the ancient Egyptian word, Afra or Afu means body or flesh. The word Ra means sun or light, which is photonic energy. And the word Ka means spirit, breath. So it's talking about the light, breath, within this temple. In other words, the soul and the breath, which is the mind, inside this physical temple, inside this flesh, hence Allah in man. So yes, we are African. Because when you break it down from the metronetta, that's what it translates into. Allah in man.
Yes, sir.
And this is a failure of people because they think that it's just a landmass, In order for the landmass to be named that, it must have been named by the people. Now, of course, people want to say, well, keep a line. is the oldest name because they get them back to them. However, Akibala is the oldest name in which that was known modernly, because that is the name in which that Arabs refer to Africa as. It is an Arabic word. Kibalan is an Arabic word.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an African word. Okay? It is not an African word. It is not seen on the hieroglyphics. All right, you get the book, Egyptian Hieroglyphics, once again, written by E.A. Wallace Budge. And look at the word Afu, Afu Ra, Ka, and you will see these particular symbols, and you will see the translation. All right? So, we are Africans. This is why Prophet Obadiah Lee did not say that we were not Africans, even though there was somehow a misinterpretation of that, but yet throughout the whole course of the Quran, chapter 7, he used the word African, or Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, where does Asia come in at? Why do we call Asiatic so far? It's because the whole planet at one time was called Asia. When the continents were together, called Pangaea, which is the Greek name, which means all continents together, or all together. That's what Pangaea means. However, it is known as Asia, which means body or land mass. All right? So hence these are Asians or Asiatics by that particular terminology. And you can find this within the Holy Kabbalah, written by A.E. Waits.
Mm-hmm.
In the, I think on page 22, he tells you in the footnote, specifically, that the Moors used the name Asiatic, and it is from Asia, A-S-S-I-A-H. Asia, in which that means the realm of the making.
Mm.
The realm of the making. So we are Asiatic because we are in the realm of the making. Asia is the name of Malakut, which is the kingdom. So the Asian or Asia being lives in Malakut. Malakut is a kingdom. If you look on the two spheres of the Tree of Life, you see Kifa, and you will come down to Baina, Chokma, come down to Tipra, come down to Jabal, come down, and you come all the way down to the last realm, which is Malakut. Now, of course, what Malakut in Hebrew and Arabic means kingdom. Right? In Arabic and Hebrew, Malakut means kingdom. We are the Asians, the ones who make things in this kingdom of Malakut. Hence the term Asiatics. So do not confuse Asiatic with being a ethnicity. It is what you do. It is a adjective action. Right?
Yes. Is that the same as when the Morris Quran was talking about the plane of manifest?
That is the plane of manifest. That is that. Mm-hmm. That is quick.
Okay.
It's the plane of manifest, which that we spoke about just the other night, Friday night, on Blog Talk Radio. That is where we hold our Moorish Holy Temple, our Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World classes, Moorish Divine National Movement classes, there, Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Meet us then. Now, yes, that is exactly what the plane of the manifest is here, Malakut, and we are those who manifest, hence the Asians or Asiatics, hence all three of us, whether it's this. Oriental Asians, whether it's us, the so-called African Asiatics, or whether it's or Moorish Asiatics, or whether it's Caucasians, all have the name Asian within the names. Why is that? Because they all understood that we all are here in this realm of making.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to be clear, because you have three groups in which that use the term Asiatic, actually more than that, but the Theosophical Society, the Anthroposophical Society, and of course the Theosophical Society was formed by Madame Blavatsky. The Anthroposophical Society was formed by Rudolf Steiner, and from that from that teaching and information, you find the thing Fafnir Bhadrali, more scientific model, more holy temple science information, where we speak about the Asiatics. Also, that information through Nasrallah Muhammad, known as David Ford L, and Elijah Muhammad, Alayhi Salaam of Tambokino, they also used the term Asiatic. That is found within right there in the first question, you know, of the student enrollment lessons. You know, who was the original man? The original man is depicted on the cream of planet Earth, father civilization, and what? God of the universe. So it's the Asiatic black man. That's what they refer to him as. Who is the original man? The Asiatic black man. The Asiatic. So the word Asiatic is right there in the first lesson, as well as also you find it later on being within the Nation of God's Name, which is the prophecy from these prophecies, teachings, and which that's my foundation, in which that also speaks up the Asiatic. But you have these various organizations, whether they are so-called black or white, you know, and I'm saying that in quotation, fictitious, because that's what you sell as. But you find these particular groups, all of them, using the term Asiatic, you know. Even within the translations in ancient Egypt or ancient Kemet, you have the word Habaru, in which that they, which is the word, you know, later on in Hebrew, in which it refers to them as being Asiatic. So all of that is part of that particular lesson here. All right. So when we're translating for Asiatic, you have to understand that you have a cognitive meaning and you have a denotive meaning. The denotive meaning is the original meaning, as I just gave you. The cognitive meaning is the meaning in which that they utilize today, in which that means some type of ethnicity. It originally did not mean that. It meant what you do here as a physical human being. Hence, a physical human being would be the equivalent to an Asiatic. As a matter of fact, an Asiatic would be also equivalent to an African. Because
right,
not only they hear in the realm of making or the plane of manifest, also they have a law in man, which is hence the physical body itself. So, and that spirit, you know, that light, you know, fills up that physical body. You know, just like we was talking about a fish breathes in and out water. Part of its body is water, but yet is in the water. All right? So, that's how we are. You know? We have Allah in us, but yet Allah is out of us, in us, through us, all around us. You know? So, still, greater is He within you than He that is in the world. So, you still have to get self-right, which is the most important thing, and which then, of course, we know that Prophet Nabi Ali spoke about that many times. In the quotation, when you ask me what to study, I would say yourself. You know, then you ask me what to study next, yourself. You know, you never stop learning who you are. You know, it is only with constant revelation. Find out who you actually are. You know, even though you know Allah is a man, the more you dive into finding out who you are, the more you do your research and study, the more you do your meditations, your readings, qigong exercises, or whatever the case is, the more you become consciously aware of your divine mission and purpose on this planet. Not just working at 9 to 5 or something, not just working, or doing, you know, whatever, you know, eating, sleeping, going to just doing those types of things, and thinking that that's all there is to life, but actually doing something much more productive and conducive to your spiritual growth.
Yeah.
Which that can help you not have it to incarnate back into this plane of manifest again. But work, as Prophet of Jali said, from the plane of soul, where he said that he can do better at, well, we often can do better there because that is a higher plane, and, you know, and the life, you know, expectancy there is hundreds of thousands, millions of years, as compared to you just living, you know, here 7 years, you know. So, we're talking about various planets, density levels, cosmic zones, dimensions, etc., which that, you know, we're talking about the plane that manifests to the plane. So, but let's continue on here. We got Article 3, indigenous people have the right to self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status. Now, what is our political status? Our political status is our nationality. By definition, in the Blackstone Dictionary, or tradition, it says nationality is you, is your political status. And it says, now, that's the reason why politically put your documentation on the public record. Because you're showing for your political status, or you demonstrate political status. Right? And it says, and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Article 4. Indigenous people, in exercising their right to self-determination, have the right to autonomy or self-government in matters related to their internal and local affairs, as well as ways and means for financing their autonomous function. Right? Article 5. Indigenous people have the right to maintain and strengthen their distinct political, legal, economic, social, and cultural institutions. So that means we need to strengthen our indigenous legal institutions. Where are our legal institutions at? That means that we need to have law firms. Indigenous or Aboriginal law firms. We need to have courts, judges. We need to strengthen that. And it says, while retaining their right to participate fully, if they so choose, in the political, economic, social, and cultural life of this state. See? Not of the federal zone called Washington, D.C., but of the state, because within the state, based on the Constitution, the states that the states are what? Sovereign. Not Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a federal zone. The states are sovereign. This is why more than 34 states have now broken away from the federal government and have declared their sovereignty once again. You can look that up, too.
All 34 states.
Every indigenous individual has the right to a nationality. Once again, every indigenous individual has the right to a nationality. What is a nationality? Y'all want to build on that? Let's build on that for a little second. What is nationality? Because a lot of people are misinformed. Let's find out what come out as far as nationality is concerned.
Yes, it means that you are not a stateless person. That you belong to a nation, a citizen of this particular nation. You have also you are of nationhood. You have your nationhood.
And that's basically as clear as you can, you know, can be. It means that you're not stateless. Or Negroes, blacks, and colored states.
No such thing.
There's no such thing for actually all four. But they have, under color of law, have made it appear to be so. So, Negro, blacks, and colored, are they stateless? Yes. Because they have not yet declared nationality. They have not yet declared a nationality. Now,
that's why it was called refugees at the Katrina incident.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
people didn't understand what was going on. They said, oh, you know, racism had nothing to do with racism. It had to do with they were stateless people. So they could be moved around, you know, kicked around, and what could you do? You know,
okay.
You know, so it's like we have to find out the root cause of the problem, you know.
Right, exactly. And the root cause is the fact we don't have a nationality, the fact that we have not come under a banner or one flag, the fact that we have not politicalized ourselves to social, economic development, legal development, in which that has been stated right here within that particular Article 5 of the Indigenous People Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People Act, article. So, it goes on further saying, Indigenous people, this Article 7, Indigenous people have the right to life, physical, and mental integrity, liberty, and security of person. Two, Indigenous people have the collective right to live in freedom, peace, security as distinct peoples, and should not be subject to any act of genocide or any act of violence, including forcible removal of children of a group to another group. Now, we have seen this dozens of times. Negroes, blacks, and colored, even Moors who cannot stand on this square and be able to politicalize and state their case.
Mm-hmm.
Have gotten children kicking out their home.
Yes.
Have gotten children kicking out their home. I know it's happening here in the States. It's happening. It happened in Canada when I was up there in Toronto. People was talking about this and how this is happening. It's because they have to state these particular laws. You have to start putting these things within affidavit form. An affidavit have to be rebutted, or either it stands in the court of law as truth. Not just truth, but truth in commerce. So therefore, if you write an affidavit, the prosecution, when y'all in front of the judge, he has to rebut point for point your statement. If he does not, then actually the case, you win. That means if the lawyer does not reply to your affidavit, you win. That's the way it's supposed to be, and the judge supposed to be the referee. Okay, well, you're getting a reply, so case dismissed. State laws. Now, that's what an affidavit because it's supposed to cause them to reply to the information that you have stated within there.
Yeah,
don't
turn so the disempowers.
Right. So we have to start putting that information in there. Article 9, Indigenous people and individuals have the right to belong to an Indigenous community or nation. Hence, Washita. And I know everybody else might want to go to some other organization or whatever the case is. I guess that's fine and dandy. However, I see the Plains Land Talk. In other words, show me United States Supreme Court case laws or decisions in which that shows your group or your family lineage or ties won against the United States.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Personally, if they can't do it otherwise, to me, they're fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. That's they don't exist.
State. Right. I mean, they're fraudulent. You know, because you should be able to tie yourself back to something historical in which that take place. If you don't believe me, go and read the rules of evidence. 901, 902, self-identification and authentication. In there, it states ancient documents, whether from books, pamphlets, magazines, etc. you must tie yourself back. You know, Washington has done so. The Empress has done so over a 40-year study of history, research of history. And it goes on, it says that indigenous people and individuals have the right to belong to an indigenous community or nation in accordance with the traditions and customs of that community or nation concerned. No discrimination of any kind may arise from the exercise of such a right. Very important. Article 11, indigenous people have the right to practice and revitalize their cultural traditions and customs. This includes the right to maintain, protect, and develop the past, present, and future manifestations of their culture, such as archaeological and historical sites, artifacts, designs, ceremonies, technologies, and virtual and performing arts and literature.
This includes natural herbs, too, for all the herbologists.
Exactly. Matter of fact, Article 13 states this. Indigenous people have the right to revitalize, use, develop, and transmit to future generations their history, languages, oral traditions, philosophy, writing systems, and literature, and to designate and retain their own names for communities, places, and persons. That's important because it says you have the right to designate and retain your own name. And we say, you belong to your community, your nation. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So when the
thing about
say,
it, we still have, no, like, getting correcting our names, still go through the courts because our government has been overthrown. And this is what I try to explain to some of the Moors. And they say, well, why do we got to go to the court? Get the, well, you get involved in the county records and deeds already.
Yeah, but,
I mean, you don't have to go through the courts if you don't want to.
But Brother L, technically it's not the court because when a person gets their name changed, they have to go before a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And a clerk of the Superior Court has to sign off on their documents.
Mm, okay.
The way we do it, as you know, we do not have to go before the judge, nor do a clerk of Superior Court have to sign off on our documents.
So that's the difference.
Right.
That's
we
the
go
difference.
To the, right. We go to the Register of Deeds, and they file, or record, I should say, our documentation. And guess what? Where is the birth certificate recorded at?
Records and deeds.
At the Register of Deeds, exactly. So, you put it in something in which to counteract what they put there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Put it on the record.
Counteract what they already put it. They say that your name is Charlie Smith. You say your name is Osaru Aline Bay.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, you go to the Circuit County Courts, you go to the clerk, not the judge. So,
exactly. So that's the key. So that's the key. Right? And that's why it's not a common, that's why it's not a name change. It is a common law name or appellation correction.
Mm-hmm.
A common law name or appellation correction. You are making a correction. Right, you're correcting the error in law. The error at law. You're correcting it.
Right. That's why Pete explained it to the Moors, you know, the difference, you know, you can correct it, you go to a county court, you go to the clerk, not the judge. You know,
right.
There's a difference. You know, they still think you got to go through the courts. You know, the courts mean you're going through their courts to get your name changed, you know, and they still can't get corrected right, you know.
Right.
That's what slaves
do. Right, exactly. Well, Article 18 tells us right here, it says indigenous people have the right to participate in decision-making in matters which would affect their rights, their representatives chosen by themselves in accordance with their own procedures, as well as to maintain and develop their own indigenous decision-making institutions. Once again, indigenous people have the right to participate in decision-making in matters which would affect their rights. Now, your rights have been affected because a birth certificate has been put out on you, and you actually are now cattle or chattel property.
Mm-hmm.
Identify that. That has to be corrected. That status has to be corrected. That is what is making you a second-class citizenship, citizen, is based on that also, and not a true A1 status. You know, you don't have that because you've been relegated down to a second-class citizen, third-class citizenship in some regards. You know, so it says right here that indigenous people have the right to participate in decision-making in matters which would affect their rights through representatives chosen by themselves in accordance with their own procedures. Our document says what? Common law name correction. So does not say a name change. So that is us doing it our way. They sign off on it because their so-called police, state troopers, sheriffs, or those under the Department of Transportation, and the so-called, well, some of them no longer under the state, have to answer for the abuse in which that they do, and the way they have to answer, make them answer is actually through that means. To show that they have violated their rights. Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
All right? 1983, 1985. All right? Title 18. USC Title 18. You have civil, which is Title 42. You have criminal, which is Title 18. They have violated our rights. So now you can get them for kidnapping, extortion, grand auto theft, grand theft, or grand larceny. Now you can get them for these particular things, or violations. You know, this is the way that you're gonna have to begin to start doing it, because as Negro, black, and colored, you know, we getting shot up 50 times. Look at Sean Bell. But we have another brother who got shot up, you know, 50 times. I can't even remember his name right now. I think he got shot up almost 70 times, but it wasn't even publicized.
Wow.
Like the way Sean case was publicized. But see, Prophet Gary told us this too, that if we choose not to have a nationality, we'd be considered undesirables. And we the punishment, you know, of someone who is an undesirable. In other words, you're not part of society, okay? Well, we already know that the so-called elite refer to the so-called minority as, quote-unquote, useless. That's what they refer to it as. All right? So.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. So, it goes on. Let me go to. Article 24. Indigenous people have the right to their traditional medicines, hence, as you were saying, the herbs, and to maintain their health practices, including the conservation of their vital municipal plants, animals, and minerals. Indigenous individuals also have the right to of access without any discrimination to all social and health system services. Indigenous people have the right to maintain their distinct spiritual relationship with their traditional home and otherwise occupy and use land, territories, waters, and coastal seas and other resources to uphold their responsibilities to future generations in this regard, Article 25. Article 26. Indigenous people have the right to the land, territories, and resources which they have traditionally owned, occupied, and otherwise used or acquired. But how is that going to happen if you can't prove that you are tied to the land?
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Exactly.
Right, how are you going to use that if you can't prove through history or in a historical contact, such as with the Washita, that you have the heirs of Henry Turner versus the United States, and which that they won that case in which that you returned 68,883 acres of land?
Yeah, it's on the record.
Right, it's on the record. Now, that's what I'm saying is that the Washita is one of the only ones in which that still are not saying that they're Indians, but are Moors. They have listed themselves as being Moors, you know, yet have proven and that they have won cases concerning that. You know, no other organization that I know of can say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is themselves so-called black or Afrocentric or, you know, pro-black or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
They have not shown that.
They have no nationhood.
Right.
They're stateless people, so no.
Right, right. Most of them just whooping and hollering. You know? Now, we're talking about land in which that has been proven in the Supreme Court that the United States does not own. So, therefore, it is returned to the indigenous people. The Washita, the Belmont, the Moors. They do not own. So, the thing is that they have openly stated this in court, on paper. Right. And actually, it was more than just 68,883 acres of land. We're talking about actually over 1 million to 3 million. And some is going as high as 30 million acres that go into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of land that was not, right, of land in which that was not and does not belong to the so-called 13 colonies. And as a matter of fact, they don't own it because we only lease it to them for a certain time period.
Right.
They was a corporation called the Virginia Company. It was that form what is now known as Washington, D.C. All right, let's continue on.
All right.
It says the indigenous people have the right to own, use, develop, and control the lands, territories, and resources that they possess by reason of traditional ownership. Can everyone catch what I just said?
Yeah, repeat and, that.
Right, indigenous people have the right to own, use, develop, and control the lands and territories and resources that they possess by reason of traditional ownership.
Yes, sir.
Other traditional occupation or use, as well as those which they have otherwise acquired. State
but can you prove that you own it?
Mm-hmm.
But can you prove that you own it?
Exactly. We can.
Yeah.
Washita.
So we can. Yeah. Without doubt.
It's on the record.
Yeah, it's on the record. Oh, matter of fact, this is what it says in Article 26, Section 3. State should give legal recognition and protection to these lands, territories, and resources. Such recognition should be conducted with due respect to the customs, traditions, and the land tenure system of the indigenous people concerned. Once again, state should give legal recognition and protection to these lands, territories, and resources. such recognition should be conducted in due respect to the custom, tradition, and the land tenure system of the indigenous people concerned.
Continue.
All right. Article 31. Indigenous people have the right to maintain, control, protect, and develop their cultural heritage, traditional knowledge, and traditional cultural expression, as well as the manifestations of their sciences, technologies, and cultures, including human and genetic resources, seeds, medicines. So hence, forget Monsanto, nothing of which that has been passed as far as through Congress, as far as you're not able to sell your products or plant your products. That has nothing to do with indigenous people. That has to do with those who are federalized under the Act of Negro, Black, and Color. Which is more than a continuation of the Jim Crow laws, hence Reconstruction era, you know, in which that we talk about slavery. It says
exactly.
Medicine, knowledge of the properties of fauna and flora, oral tradition, literature, design, sports, and traditional games, and visual and performing arts. They also have the right to maintain, control, protect, and develop their intellectual properties over such cultural heritage, traditional knowledge, and traditional cultural expressions. Right? 33. Indigenous people have the right to determine their own identity. Once again, indigenous people have the right to determine their own identity or membership in accordance with their customs and traditions. This does not impair the rights of indigenous individuals to obtain citizenship of the states in which that they live. Indigenous individuals have the right to determine the structure and the selection of the membership of their institutions in accordance with their own procedures. Article 34. Indigenous people have the right to promote, develop, maintain their institutional structures and their distinctive customs, spirituality, traditions, procedures, practices, and in that case, where they exist, jurisdictional systems or customs in accordance with the international human rights standards. You hear that?
Yeah.
So, the judicial system is supposed to be set up on international standards. It's based here on the rights of indigenous people, as well as also on the Declaration of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights.
Yeah. Notice it didn't say civil rights, it said human rights.
Exactly.
Human rights.
Yes, sir. Human rights.
Right. You know, Warren and Malcolm both was moving towards human rights. They was in the realm of human rights. They moved away from civil rights. That's
human
why.
Rights. It was a fraud under the 14th Amendment. So you know that's a privilege, not a right.
Right.
That's gonna be taken away from us anytime we're dealing with civil rights.
Mm-hmm. Article 37. Indigenous people have the right to recognition, observance, and enforcement of treaties, agreements, and other constructive agreements, arrangements concluded with states. Now, hold up. Once again, here you are putting your affidavit on the public record, and it's sealed by the county and the state of. Here it is telling you in Article 37 that indigenous people have the right to the recognition, observance, and enforcement of treaties, agreements, and other constructive arrangements concluded with states or their successors, and to have states honor and respect such treaties, agreements, and other constructive arrangements. So your affidavit is considered a constructive legal notice or arrangement.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it there. All right.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to give you all some time in order, you know, to build on some of the things that we're talking about here. Hopefully, you know, people get it. What y'all think about it?
Well, everything you have just read to us is actually true. It all falls under Article 215, the project number, Article 215 of the United Nations. So no one can argue with us about it. It's there. It's like I say, the proof is in the pudding. Plus, we had already done our nationality, put our nationality papers through the county records and deeds and through the county courts and everything. So we are who we are. And Brother Alabala, you said you had family members that know that y'all have ties to some of the other indigenous, originally indigenous people of this land.
Oh yes, they did the research, and I've been doing this research for quite a while, that's why I'm here right now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Like Eileen just said on the show just a while ago, he received my mail, a picture of my great-great-grandmother, which is a Choctaw, you know, which showed that I have, we both have our bloodline, definitely bloodline, to the Washita Nation, because the Choctaw Nation is a break arm of the Washita Nation.
Yeah, the Choctaw is Washita, yeah.
Yeah, so it's right Washita. So, you know, no one can, you know, I mean, can deny or refute anything what we're talking about tonight.
Yes, definitely. And getting back to what was actually covered, now a lot of people, you know, have a lot of feelings, you know, of being mistreated, you know, why is it like this and why is it like that? But now we have evidence that there's remedy.
Yeah.
There's a remedy. There's a way to get out of it. Because, you know, from what we was reading, it's like you can be among all that's going on and not be affected by it. And if you choose to participate in what's going on, you can. And if you choose to be left alone to live amongst yourself, you have the right to do so. Mm-hmm. If you choose to live holistically and have farmland or build institutions like schools, hospitals, you have the right to. Most of the time when you speak to people, they always say, oh, you know, they ain't gonna let us do this. No, they won't let you do this because you are a stateless person, a 14th Amendment a citizen that's under the jurisdiction of the state, the U.S. So, yes, I understand you may feel that way, and you're right, but you have remedy. All you have to do is proclaim your nationality and
exactly
work towards the things that we know we need as a people. There's no excuse. It's on the record. You know, there's proof. Now, as far as what Aline was talking about, Washita not only pleaded the case, but won the case.
Exactly.
And it's on the record for you to do. If you want to do your research, go look up the documentation. Aline documented it well as the Empress in both of their books. And if you don't have it, you need to pick it up. Because everything that we covered is right in the book. I have my book right here, just going through it with just what we're covering.
I got the book, The First World Order, sitting in my lap.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So everything we're covering is right in the book. So all you got to do is pick up a lean book, and you have the documentation right in the book. Everything is right there.
Yes,
including
sir.
The Emperor's book. So, you know,
like I
we
had,
can't get around it.
Like I had told my mother, I wrote to Dr. Eileen that my great-great-grandmother was from Arkansas, and she corrected me. She said, no, they're from Louisiana. And I said, oh, really? I said, wow. You know, I said, okay, let me correct that. I ain't finished writing the letter then. Let me correct that then, you know. I said, oh, they're from Louisiana, which was very, I found very interesting also. You know, dealing with the Ouachita, the capital of the Ouachita Nation sits in Louisiana Republic.
Yeah. This is really serious. I mean, it's no time to complain when you have the remedy.
Exactly.
You have the solution to the problem. Now, if you want to continue talking about the problem and continue on, bumping your head against the wall, hey, well, that's on you, but it's a way out of this thing, you know, and it's just so simple. All you got to do is proclaim your nationality and put it on the record. You're not begging anyone for anything. You're telling them. We're not begging. We're not asking. We're telling them, this is who I am, and respect it.
Right, because what else do you have when it says going to counteract who they say you are? You, Bubba Smith. You know what I'm saying? You, Bubba Smith, you know, on that birth certificate. You know, it's funny how in the Afrocentric movement, you know, we had all these brothers, you know, in the Afrocentric movement or either coming up through Islam, they always wanted to change their names, or, you know, they understood the science of name change during that time period. You know, they understood that.
No.
Now, all of a sudden, we get to the modern age now, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, you know, or over later, here it is, you know, Negroes, Blacks, and Colors no longer understand that when you come into this information, you know, you have to make a distinction between that name and which that they have on their birth certificate and who you are now going by, because anyone has to write based on law, based on common law. You have the right to change your name at any given time without a court, without a judge, without a federal court. You don't have to have that. You know, that is one of the things in which that
so
has been told. Right. It's been told because there's people in the movement who want to confuse the people and keep them confused so that they would never do anything. You know, just keep and stay in that perpetual condition of servitude, you know, and of obedience. You know, and I'm not saying that this is striking out against anyone. Come on, this is you taking back who you are, self-determination. You read that within the first portions of these articles in the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous People. This is about self-determination. You must define who you are. Even the rules of evidence state that it's self-identification. Damn, that's in the rules of evidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 901, 902, federally, that's what it says. Self-identification, authentication. In order for a thing to be authentic, which means genuine, real, you must have certain characteristics to it. For example, an affidavit, it must be signed by you, the one in which that is stating that this information is true, have witnesses, based on common law, have a right thumbprint by you, by your name, in order to identify you as in common law, and that this is your seal, must have. Or, if you don't have the witnesses, then you can get a notary public. It was that, of course, on that affidavit, you put the caption that you are only using this notary public, not in the means of being in anyone's jurisdiction or et cetera, but only as far as information only or identification only. That's it. So you use a notary public. The Republic, in order to verify your signature or autograph, as we refer to it as. And you go down to Russia B and you put your various affidavits in. Right? You put your affidavits in.
Mm-hmm.
So in particular, the one in which that kind of acts the birth certificate, which is your live clean birth form, which is called your baptismal record. Right? That kind of acts the birth certificate. Because it states that on this particular day, you have taken on this name, and you, from hence, from forevermore, you will be called, you know, a Saru Bay, or whatever the case is. That is your name from here on out. You will no longer be called Bubba Slim.
Exhalation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now you have something on public record in which that identifies you, other than who they claim you are, which is that store person, which is that name in all caps. Or was it they have put on the stock market, on the foreign stock exchange, and is selling your birth certificate as mutual funds or a bundle or bundle or bonds around the world. And companies are buying it. Walmart, Kmart. They're buying you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what is going on. What system do you have in place on which that kind of acts at? This is what I'm trying to ask all of you so-called morals. If you're not putting together a structure in which that kind of acts at, then you're really just blowing gas. You're blowing air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you really need to step out the way, let those who are serious about this really do the damn thing.
Right.
Like, this is like a ball game, you know. I understand what you're saying about these people that call themselves Moors. No, it's like a ball game, you know. You have a problem pitching the ball, throwing the ball, catching the ball, or swinging the bat. So you get out of the game. You can't play. You know, you gotta come out. You know, gotta get out.
Exactly.
And then somebody else want to come in. No, do something.
Yeah. Think about the first song. The first song that you played, "Rock Him God." You know, he mentioned the song, his government name. So he realized that that's not my name. That's the government name.
Right.
He said that in the song.
It
so he,
exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Because his name is Rakim Allah.
Yeah, but he said, I'm Rakim Allah. He don't mention it, that name. He said, that's the government's name.
Right.
In the song.
Right. He mentioned that his government name, right, had several letters, right, each in it. Exactly. Right,
yeah.
Right. Yep.
We know, even if we don't get it to the details, we know most people say, oh, that's my slave name. Oh, you know, that's my slave name. People know.
Exactly.
They may not
know
the detail of it, but they know.
Exactly.
What are they going to do about it?
But that, there you go, Brother L. That's the question. That's the question.
They never do a damn thing about it, you know.
Right.
But most of and the key thing what you were saying is that, yeah, it's good to go over history, but history and law goes hand in hand. And see, once you know the history and what happened to us, see, we always talk about what happened to us, you know, what are we going through.
Mm-hmm.
See, but once you know the history and you know what happened, then the law or the civics come in to give remedy to the problem. See, now you know what happened, you know the history, but what is the process, what are the procedures to get out of it? And that's where the civics come in. That's why most of these groups, they go over the history, but they don't have civic classes. So where, okay, we got the history, but how do we get out?
Mm-hmm. Now let's find a solution.
Yeah, because we know the history.
Right, because it had to be more than, you know, because I know, like some type of structures, what they do is that actually they just take the person information, give them the nationality card, and then just put that on file with them. And that's good, too. However, mm-hmm. you didn't do anything in order to counteract the conspiracy in which that is taking place against that. Ex-relations, which is that name mm-hmm. spoken on cap, that government name, that so-called slave name. You know, in other words, that slave is still in the industry, you know, making money, you know, and doing anything that they need for to do. And then when it's time to call upon it, you have to step in with that physical body, even though you might be named Rakim Allah now, you know, or Rakim Allah Bey or whatever now, you know, now you got to step in and pay for the consequences of Bubba Smith.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
yeah,
you know, that's right. And so that's what we're talking about. Is
mm-hmm.
that you have to put something on the record in which that kind of act of fraud in which that they're perpetrating the issue. Because they're from the Wizard of Oz and brought us into the world of glitter and gold. But as my grandmother told me, everything that glitters ain't gold. So when you see the Oz, you see that Dorothy is in the world of black and white. And then she got whooshed off through a tornado from out of Kansas, the heartland, into the Wizard of Oz, or Oz, as you would say. And so she gets there, her and her house, you know, crushed the Wicked Witch of the East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Wicked Witch of the West, who's the sister, said, look, you got my sister's shoes on now. You know, I need to get them back to you. Them are ruby slippers. You know, and the good witch Glenda said, look, I'm gonna put you on this yellow brick road. So some more resources. It's gold now. So rubies and gold now is what we're dealing with. All right. Frank Baum in the original story written in 1938, in his book of Wizard of Oz, really those was actually silver slippers. So silver slippers was on the yellow brick road, which is gold. You know, which is made of gold. So silver and gold is actually talking about the resources in which that was once at what we call Fort Knox, or was by way of the so-called Congress, or later on now we know it as the Federal Building,
mm-hmm.
you know, known as the Federal Reserve. You know, that's what it is now, you know, in which that have taken away the right to silver and gold, and now have instituted a fiat system, you know, which that is based on, you know, the UCC or based on admiralty, a maritime, you know, and that's what's going on, and that's the whole point of the mystery, and how we know that because look at the characters, you know, the first person, you know, she meets on the yellow brick road. You know, with the ruby slippers on, with some of the resources, and someone who didn't have resources, you know, which was the straw man.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for a resource. His resource was the brain. He was looking for a brain. He didn't have one. So, the name spoken on caps just happened to be called Homeostromius, which means straw man. Is that a coincidence?
No.
Right, and then Frank Baum, who's the Rosicrucian, also knew something about the science of law as a writer. So, here it is. The first person she meets is the straw man. Looking for a brain. Don't have a brain, hence is the greatest resource you can ever have. But that's what actually gets you to silver and the gold, or the rubies and the gold, is your brain. The next person she meets is the tin man. Identified as the taxpayer identification number, or TIN, which is what? Your social security number. So the straw man symbolizes your birth certificate, and the tin man symbolizes your social security card. And so here she meets the tin man, and he's looking for what? A heart. Another vital resource, because without a brain and without a heart, the physical body don't exist. Actually, they're all artificial. And how you know they're artificial is because when Dorothy ran through the poppy field, his drugs, she fell asleep. Those two characters, known as the Straw Man and the Tin Man, were still awake, running around, because they were artificial persons. That's where they show you that dolphins that take you into the world of artificiality. It's made a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go on further to verify that the girl which Glinda made is snow, which is symbolic to cocaine. Now she woke up.
Mm.
So they told you the yellow brick road, how they were able to make this silver and gold, which is now transformed into the fiat notes by the Wizard of Oz at the Emerald City. The Emerald City symbolizes the Federal Reserve Bank. But how they were able to transform it was through the use, was through the poppy seed, which is what? Opium, which becomes heroin of the streets, and cocaine.
Yeah.
Then you find out who these family members are, and you find names like the Warbirds, the Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Right? Elite family.
Right, all of the right. Morgan, J.P. Morgan. You know, all these individuals. J.P. Morgan sunk the whole goddamn Titanic in order to kill Jacob Astor. Because he didn't agree with the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. Took the whole goddamn Titanic just to kill that joke.
Show you the kind of mentality that they own.
Right. And then J.P. Morgan ostracized and try to get rid of Nikola Tesla and brings in Albert Einstein in order to develop a lighting system in which that can be put throughout the homes of everyone eventually on the planet to make millions and billions of dollars off of. Because everyone knows who invented the light bulb. We were told that. We were told that the filament for the light bulb was carbon, and which that was developed by who? Lewis Lattimore. Then how the hell the credit goes to Thomas Edison, in which that Nikola Tesla, who developed, you know, or what is called AC/DC, in which that dealt with direct and alternating current, and showed you how in alternating current he was able to draw energy down from the sky or up from the ground, is called free energy. And you have the ability in order to do that. However, J.P. Morgan said, oh, hell no. Nobody knew, wait, free. Are you out your damn mind? Albert Einstein, come here. And that's what happened. So now we're paying for electricity, in which that is actually free energy, in which that you can actually develop or was developed over 100 years ago, or nearly 100 years ago. And actually before that, because it was a rediscovery, because there's nothing new under the sun. We've done this. You know.
I guess that goes along with the same thing with the Tesla experiment.
Right, that's what we're talking about. Nikola Tesla. Exactly, that's what you're talking about. Nikola Tesla, or Nikolai Tesla. Exactly. You know, he's the one who did the free energy thing, but J.P. Morgan didn't agree with that. And so he was trying to ostracize everyone and get rid of everyone who disagreed with the formation of the lighting system, as well as also of the Federal Reserve Bank. And Jacob Astor, he killed him. You know, he killed everybody above the Titanic just to get to him.
Just to get that one man.
Right. Because
what do you think about this Snowden business?
The reason why, because Jacob Astor had money. He had millions and millions and millions of dollars. I wish that could have rivaled
yes, he did.
You know, J.P. Morgan. Could have rivaled J.P. Morgan, you know, as far as in the industry. Now, even though, you know, it's all family, you have infighting. And that's what that was a prime example of. Because you had the Astros, the Bundy, the Collins, the DuPont, the Lee, the Morgan, the Reynolds, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Merovingian, the Van Dyne, you know, all of them is the 13 top so-called Illuminati family, the O'Malley's, the Kennedy, and along with the Luke's, the McDonald's, you know, all of them is part of that same family. Just they marry into each other, you know, and took the money in the family, you know, and that's how they formed their dynasty.
It's amazing that when I found out that one of the golds, a lot of the gold teeth, a lot of gold taken out of the so-called Jewish mouths and everything was melted down to gold from the German SS and Gestapo during World War II, that the DuPont family, which is a so-called Jew family, paid for, a lot of that. You know, and I'm like, huh. Show you that's how much the BS is going on, man. And, you know, all them people died in this war and didn't really know what they were really fighting for or dying for.
That's right.
Like they're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq today. As they say, the beat goes on.
Exactly. All right, we got any closing remarks? It's 9:51 right now. Any closing remarks before we go, y'all?
Well, once again, we did it again. all I say, we keep on doing this until, you know, we got it right. But until we get some more people that maybe that's probably listening to us, maybe finally they will come to their senses and get on the road with us, you know.
Right.
Establishing getting our government back, our land back, so we can become a real nation again.
That's right. Well, and for those who want to know more information, you can go to www.drlenelbay.com. That's www.drlenelbay.com. That's DrAlimelBey.com. All right, so check out that website. You can go to the metaphysical inner religious confusion that will help you in one aspect, as well as also United Washitoa history, United Washitoa reformation process, as well as also the Moorish Holy Temple of Science of the World. So you can definitely go to these particular sections and do your diligent research and study, because you will find out a lot of things that we're talking about tonight and a lot of things that you did not include, because I have so much information on it too. Make your head spin.
Right.
Yeah, and pick up the book, The First World Order by Dr. Eileen.
Yes, sir.
It's a great book. And everything that we covered on the show and much more is covered in the book. And there's documentation of everything we discuss. You know, so it's not just, you know, words, there's evidence, documentation that the Empress of Wichita did her part in bringing it to us. And if you ever get a chance to get an Empress book as well, that's a great book to get as well, because that really put everything out there for us to say, hey, you know, this thing is real, and we just got to just do what we got to do, you know, because I hear a lot of people teaching about the King Alfred plan, but they tend to overlook that part when it says that we are bound to this land by heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, yes, we can claim Africa as our home. But yes, we can also claim this part of the world as our home as well.
Exactly.
Right.
You know.
I'm gonna tell you like Dr. Khalid told us back in the day that Africa is our throne, but the world or the earth is our home.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely. On your 96,940,000 square miles.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That's my foundation too, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to area code 901. We got a caller, y'all. Hold on.
Okay.
901, the line.
Hello.
Great. Yes, please.
Hey, please. Peace, Sam.
Peace.
I had a question. I had a couple questions kind of associated with after, like, when you proclaim your nationality and, like, you know, when you have your contracts based on bank loans and, like, car loans and all of that. Do those contracts actually, are they void or, I mean, am I still obligated to those or what?
Well, you have to put all that null and void information within your affidavit. For example, if you do what is called affidavit of truth, in the affidavit of truth, or the affidavit of facts, you would state that the only reason why you're using these particular things is because it was under fraud. So therefore, now that you come back into your right mind and your right status, and these contracts are null and void. Now, of course, that doesn't end the process right there. That's just the beginning. You want to then do an affidavit claim of lien, in which that you as your indigenous self now claim Bubba Smith. All right? In other words, Asaru Bay now lien and claim Bubba Smith. And all of the property and assets of Bubba Smith are now transferred and is in favor of Asaru Bay.
Right.
Right? And you also go and get that sealed and signed by a clerk at the Register of Deeds. All right? Then if you want to, then you can go a little bit further and do the maritime thing, in which that is the admiralty, which is the UCC process, which is the Uniform Commercial Code, in which that you try to capture, as they say, the straw man. In other words, in the top part of the debtor box, you could actually put the hospital in which that you was born at. If you don't know the hospital you were born at, then you put the county of the state in which that you was born at or in. And they would say, actually, the only place that you live at, of course, is in your own skin. That's your body. That's your temple.
Right.
I want to make that clear because people be, you know, the judge will ask you where you live. And people will say, oh, 1422 on Chestnut Road. No, it is in your body. And when you say that, it's
about
for people that the technology is over. But let me
exactly.
Tell you all.
Yes.
And right, then, because it's like, and once the judge asks you that and you say, like, I live at so-and-so address, does it automatically put you under their jurisdiction?
I put them under jurisdiction, exactly.
Right.
But when you
say
that to your body, he has no jurisdiction over that. Because that jurisdiction belongs to your higher self, which is our law in name.
Right.
All right?
Exactly.
So, in the second box, the second debtor's box, you would then put your name spelled in all caps, which is a slave name, government name, whatever the case is, and then you would put behind it, in legis trust. All right? In legis trust. All right? And then you also put in the security party section, the name spelled in upper and lower cases, in which that symbolize now everything from this particular entities, you know, which is your name, but no caps, coming from the birth, coming from the hospital, coming from the Register of Deeds, or coming even from the DTC, which is Depository Trust Company. Either one of those three you can put in that first debtor's box, you know, because that is the corporation in which that defrauded you from out of being a natural person and transformed you into the Wizard of Oz and made you an artificial person, you know.
Right.
And under the statutes of men, you know, under the rules and codes and regulations, and, you know, of men, you know, and compared to natural law, you know, and common sense law, you know, and, you know, uneligible and ineligible rights. You know, we no longer have those because now they're taking away and transforming you into a privilege holder. You know, and so this is the key. And so you want to do a UCC based on that particular arrangement in order to show that, you know, that you have captured that so-called slave, which is actually the property. It's actually the property and the asset. So that's what you really want to do.
Okay, cool. But the first initial process is proclaiming nationality.
Right, that's number one. That's the major thing. That's the first thing in all of this, is to proclaim your nationality. You know, everything goes to that. You know, sometimes I've seen people go backwards and do the UCC and then do the nationality. You can't do it like that, because if you don't have an indigenous appellation, you know, or what is called a so-called free national name, and you know, you're doing it the way that the so-called sovereign citizens do it, which is, you know, they got their name, Brother Smith, in all caps, and then in the secure, you know, in the debtors box, and then in the secure party box, they got Brother Smith in upper and lowercase. They haven't made a distinction between the two. It's still Brother Smith, as far as, government concerned. So therefore, it's done wrong. That is, you know, you can't transform, you can't be the grantor and the grantee at the same time. And they don't care if the name is in upper and lowercase in that regard. You have to actually show a distinction between the two. So, you can be Buffa Smith in the debtors box, but then you have to be in a secure party box or Sorrow Bay. And so that's the difference between the way in which that laws do a UCC and the way in which that a so-called, quote-unquote, sovereign citizen does a UCC, which is incorrect. So hey, that's the reason why they're catching hell and should continue catching hell, and anyone else who goes behind them, you know, doing that, because you can't be the grantor and the grantee, or the bailer or the bailee, or the seller or the buyer at the same damn time. How the hell are you going to sell something and buy the same shit with the same name? I don't care if it's in upper or lower case. As far as they're concerned, in their system, it's the same thing. Even though they know they're committed fraud as far as transforming the upper low, the upper low case into all caps, they know that. But still, you know, you have distinction. So we do so by doing it through our nationality, which is by changing our name to Osorio Bay, or actually not changing, but correcting our name to Osorio Bay, and then putting it on there like that, and show that everything is in favor. Now, people say, well, you shouldn't do the UCC. Okay, well, show me the birth certificate that is attached to Osorio Bay. Osorio Bay don't have a birth certificate, because I didn't go before a judge, nor did I get it sealed and signed by a fucking Superior Court. We went to the register of deeds in order to counteract the fraud. So therefore, I don't have a birth certificate. I have a live claim birth form or a baptismal record. And anyone on the common law knows that baptismal records are just as equivalent or equal to a birth certificate. You can go to the driver's license, or you know, you got to go to DMV. You don't get a driver's license or either a identity card, and they will ask you the two forms of proof of who you are. You can actually use a live claim book or what is called baptismal record to prove it.
Okay.
You don't have to be a person to prove it. So that shows you how powerful that is, because that is based on common law. And here in North Carolina, in any Commonwealth state, it tells you that common law is enforced. Okay. And matter of fact, that's in North Carolina. It's in General Statute 4-1. It says that North Carolina, that in the state of North Carolina, common law is enforced. So you can use all of these things, you know, for your benefit. I suggest reading the state constitution, reading, of course, what is now called the federal constitution, United States Constitution, Republic Constitution, United States of America, or for America, actually. So read these constitutions, these declarations of independence, these declarations of rights and existence, all of these things give you clues to how to get us out of this particular mess in which we have tied ourselves into. And actually, it wasn't us, it was our mother, because on the birth certificate, it says, look at mother, they would say informant. Now, anyone knows on the street that that nigga's an informant. Everyone knows that he's a snitch. So that means that our mother snitched on us. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm not the one who put the wording on the birth certificate. I didn't put the form on the damn birth certificate.
Back for backs.
Right. So that is just some of the information. Olabala, Brother L, y'all, any one of y'all have, want to build further on that information that the brother got?
Yes. Just look at your birth certificate. Lower corner. And you say, instead of saying parent or mother or guardian, it says informant. She was
right.
Informing on you to the corporation that you were proud of, that she had just brought a product in. It's like a ship. When a ship comes to its birth, B-E-R-T-H, B-I-R-T-H, for birth, the same thing. It's not a coincidence
right.
that these two names are alike.
Right.
Because the baby brought the shore, and the water broke, and the baby came out the womb. So hence, brought the shore for birthing of a ship, as they would say, is the same as the birthing of a child who was, when the water breaks. That's the first thing they say, oh, the water breaks. And now the child is anchored. What is the child anchored by? The child is anchored or moored by the umbilical cord.
Right.
So that's the anchor. The mother and the child, but that is called mooring. Whenever you anchor and you put the anchor, when it is brought to shore, brought to port, and you anchor, you got to sign a manifest which that's called a docking. You know what I'm saying? And hence, before you leave that hospital with that baby, you got to sign that manifest, with that birth certificate before what? A doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's all tied together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, it's like you're born and you stay property once you're on that birth certificate.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And, man, yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still, getting into the process, but I appreciate the guidance and all the information.
Appreciate you, brother.
Exactly. Appreciate you,
Rob. Yeah, Dr. Lane, I'm following you on Facebook. This is this Chill Will from Memphis, man. So I'll definitely be in touch with you.
Okay, bro. Appreciate you. Peace, Doc.
No problem. Peace.
All right. I guess we get ready to get up off here, y'all. It'll be a little bit past the time. I guess it doesn't matter too much. But any closing remarks before we go?
I think I said all I was gonna say. I said we did it again, and I'm glad that brother was able to have time to come on to the show where we can explain some things, what we were talking about and everything, and explain to him how he can a solution and a remedy to his situation as well as ours. So that's about it. What I have to say.
All right, I'm going to bring Brother Olabala. I think he's got a drop of call, so I'm going to bring him back on. He can make his closing remarks. All right. I'm trying to bring you back on, Brother Olabala. I think I'm having problems here because it's past the 10 o'clock hour, maybe. I'm not for sure. I should be able to control the switchboard, but for some reason, it's not working. But, okay, here we go. Here we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Are you
hearing
me?
Yeah, we got you. Any closing remarks?
Okay, good. Okay, wow. Yeah, I guess we was getting good. I got cut off.
Right.
Oh yeah, well, to the brother that was just on, we all studying, we all learning, and it's a continuous process, and the key thing is stay open to receive more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's much more to know, it's much more to learn, and just keep tuning in, and keep studying, That's all I could say.
All right.
So that's my final
one. All right. Dr. Right. Aline?
Hey, y'all. Coming on, checking us out. Dropping that knowledge once again. And then we out. X-Clan, Cultural United.
Yeah, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, Bob.
You are now tuned in to the Conscious Power. Culture Unite. Junior Gong. Grand Bird. Return from Mecca. Being born to the sound of the rhyme, all being sued.